Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S. tariffs force One Audio Bible Ministry to pause and rethink how work should be done. Then, the now-complete Bible translation for an Indonesian tribe took years of partnership with Mission Aviation Fellowship. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, U.S. tariffs continue to shape ministry strategies around the world. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice says partners face ongoing uncertainty as they purchase solar-powered audio Bibles. In late April, one order was taxed at 145%.
For a large order, that could be a couple thousand or $16,000 to $20,000 just in tariffs.
International partners just aren't ready for this kind of unexpected charge.
What we're seeing happen is uncertainty. And because of the uncertainty, some of our partners are holding off or asking to hold off on their orders of audio Bibles.
Templeton says orders are having to be shipped directly to other countries rather than hand-carried from the U.S.
When you're trying to ship to some countries, yeah, it might not be the 145% tax, but then you might end up with delays of months in customs and still having to pay, 30% tax.
Megavoice is on track to begin manufacturing audio Bibles in India this summer.
That will be perhaps a solution. And then we're also looking at being able to provide assembly of the same units in other countries.
So pray that God would give the Megavoice team wisdom and favor in this effort. There's more information and prayer points at our website. Next, here's a snapshot of the church in Malawi and how Transworld Radio partners are striving to strengthen it. According to Joshua Project, the Southern African nation tucked alongside Malawi Lake has a Christian population of more than 74%. But Victor Kaonga with TWR says more believers need to grasp the lordship of Christ.
People confess, yeah, I'm a Christian and all that, but the works, the fruits show differently.
Government corruption is prevalent, even among leaders who confess to be Christians.
The followers and even those who are not believing in Christ are disillusioned. What's really going on? What's the Christian testimony here? Is it any better because a Christian is there? Looks like sometimes it's worse.
Prosperity Gospel presents another challenge.
To counter that, TWR has continued to provide balanced teaching of the Word of God.
They've also offered radio programs on agriculture, health, and apologetics. Young people especially need tailored programming.
It will be not doing justice to our people in our generation if we don't attend to them through the digital platforms that are prevalent now.
Ask God to reveal himself to people in Malawi as their Savior and Lord, and pray for opportunities for TWR to reach young people. And finally, when missionary Ed Maxey first set foot in the region of Indonesia where he'd be translating scripture, he was closer to death than he knew. Mission Aviation Fellowship Linda Ringenberg tells the story.
He was so exhausted from the hike that he lay down in the mud. He didn't know that at that time the Ngalik warriors were hiding and surrounding him because they didn't know who these people were and they were going to kill him. But the fact that he laid down was like a sign of weakness. So they decided they were going to spare his life.
That was over 60 years ago. Today, the Ngalik people have a complete Bible in their heart language. Ringenberg says MAF pilots have been supporting this effort for years.
We've been involved in helping transport even the manuscripts as they were handwritten in the past and flown out of the village to be typed up.
She says when people hear scripture in their own language, they get it.
The people are just so overjoyed once they are able to actually read God's word in their own language. Sometimes even the reading of their language is a newer thing to them.
Completion of the Ngalik Bible was celebrated at a dedication ceremony in Papua earlier this year. Praise God for this gift. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.